We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. We'll hear from the McNairs in a second. Cal and Hannah feeling themselves, man. Feeling themselves shoulder to shoulder. Cal McNair, principal owner of the Houston Texans, which maybe that changes some things. Maybe it doesn't. Feeling pretty good, though. And you know Hannah's feeling herself. That is for dang sure. Draft is a month away tomorrow. We're going to have the Astros starting the season, and then we're going to have the Cougs on Friday against Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Spillane seems pretty confident about the Cougs against Duke.
Blow them out.
I don't know about that.
He said blow them out.
I don't know about all that. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be up there, up 45. And then we'll see if they can get by NC State or Marquette. On the other side of things.
You're secretly wishing for NC State and U of H, right?
I'm not. I really don't want to hear about it.
Jim Valvano?
Too much. Yeah. Too much. The running around, looking for someone to hug. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't have been hard to find someone to hug there.
He was going through people.
I mean, if we're being honest.
He was going through people.
You're the coach, man.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been that difficult. They should have been coming to hug you.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Jimmy V, though, I guess. Do we shout him out?
Yeah. He was a good dude.
Well, I didn't really like that result, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Akeem was doing, if we're being honest.
Oh, he was out of position. No, he'll tell you that. He was definitely out of position.
I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We'll hear from Cal and Hannah in a second, live at the owners' meetings. Here is Cal McNair, Hannah McNair. They spent some time with the media types. Here is the principal owner and the first lady, I guess you could say, of the Houston Texans here on Sports Radio 610.
Happened this past season. You know, you all had the success that you all had. You know, how is it to see everything kind of come to fruition for you all? Hire D'Amico and then to have success you all had.
It was fun. It was fun to see. It was a fun year from the beginning of the year and how it kind of evolved through the season. You know, people didn't expect it, but it was fun to watch it all come together. And we can't wait to see how next year is. We love playing ball and can't wait to get out on the field and do a snap and throw the ball and run it and tackle and do all those things. Can't wait.
It's a quarterback league. When you have one, there's, you know, things are, life's a lot different. What's it like having a quarterback like CJ to be your guy?
Well, he did great. So, yeah, he was really exciting. Brought the team together. It is a quarterback league, and I think we got one, and so we can't wait to see him start spinning it again this year and take a next step. So it's going to be fun. And Texans fans are in, you know, I hope for a really good long treat.
It's not just the quarterback, though. He's a leader. And, you know, when you have that high-caliber quarterback, the only way to be great and be great for a long time is to have a leader in the quarterback as well.
You guys now have, like, are kind of in the Super Bowl picture. People are talking about you guys as a Super Bowl team. How do you guys handle those expectations? How do you guys go about tempering it? How do you guys go about just now the new spotlight where people expect you guys to win at a high level?
Well, it's fun to have those expectations, and we embrace them. And we know we got to go out and work hard every day and start over. Basically, we're starting a new season, putting a new team together with D'Amico, and you know, they're starting from scratch. So it's exciting, but we got a lot of work to do.
Last week, when you find out that somebody's jumped the gun and put some pictures out of your new uniforms, what kind of goes through your mind, and what was that whole process like, and ultimately deciding to put a little teaser image out for everybody?
There was a leak? Are you kidding me? Yeah, we did see that, and got huddled up really quick. Came up with a plan to sort of address it straight on, and we had Nico and Tank in the uniforms, and
much better models.
It looks a lot better on them. They're excited to put them on and show them off, and we're excited for the fans to see those. But just felt it was the right thing, you know, just to be transparent and come on out straight on and address it.
That's, you couldn't let that hang out there.
Right.
I mean, there's no way you can let that. He wasn't even in uniform code. His socks were not all the way up. I mean, it was not right. We had to get it right.
That's one, put a good photo out.
That's one of the newest things that you've gone through as an organization. I mean, it's the first time with some sort of massive uniform change. I know we've talked with some of the people that have been in charge. What's it been like for you to kind of watch it play out and some of the ideas and the conversations from where you stand?
Well, there's been a lot of ideas and a lot of conversations and a lot of fan groups and a lot of input from the legends and from the players and from our own staff. And so hearing from just a big population, getting their input has been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. But we didn't think we could get it done this fast. And so for Doug and his group to really execute on a fast-paced plan, then the NFL supported us. Nike supported us. We had great support from Nike. And we're excited to let the fans see the whole closet coming up in a couple weeks.
I think at the meetings last year, this time there was a full meeting about the uniforms and not sure if we were going to be able to get it done in time and colors and all sorts of things that were discussed in that meeting. So we feel really lucky to have it done this year. We really wanted something for 2024.
And you mentioned leadership. What have you thought of D'Amico Ryan's leadership ever since the day you hired him?
Oh, it's been phenomenal. But he's been that way since he was a player here. He was that way in college. He was that way in high school. It's a part of who he is, so you knew what you were getting.
You talk about leadership on the team. It's really interesting because when the ball is snapped, the center is a leader of the team. He's got the ball. He hands it off to the quarterback. He's got the ball. He's a leader at that point. You're running off to the left tackle. Left tackle's got to be a leader and make that block. So all the guys have the mantle of leadership on offense and defense and special teams at different points in the game. And it's really fun to see what a team can do that. And our guys were doing that last year, and we can't wait to see them do it this year.
Kind of walking around here, do you kind of feel like the perception of Texas football has shifted ever since y'all started to regain the success y'all had, you know, earlier in your time with the Texans franchise? Do you feel that shift, or have you noticed that change at all, and how is that?
Well, I think we're the same. We're hardworking. We're trying to make good decisions every day, and let that speak for itself. And if other people want to think one way or the other, they're certainly free to do that. But I don't know that it changes us.
I think the perception of the game, it depends on the lens you're looking through, right? So I think there's more youth watching it. I think there's more youth involved, whether that's through fantasy football or watching videos on YouTube. I think it's created more involvement in youth football as well. Kids are wanting to do what they're seeing their these superstars do that are in the NFL. So I think it depends on which lens you're looking through. If you're an old school guy who watched, you know, the Steel Curtain, then you're going to see it a different way than maybe the kids who are watching it these days. Now, as a mother, you know, if you're looking at the game, you're going, okay, what's the safest way for my child to play football? And all of my kids do play tackle football, but I'm always looking for better ways to keep them safe as well. And that's in actually every sport, not just football.
Yeah, that's a good point, because our demographics has changed. We're a different game than we were 20 years ago, totally different. And we understand that as a club and reaching out to everyone. The female audience is our largest audience right now. The Latina audience is really growing demographic, and we understand that. And we're going to be a team that reaches out to all those groups.
Cal, talking with Jerry Jones here at the meetings, Jerry brought up your dad, and he said, I'd vote for him every time, anyone that's been mentored by Bob McNair. What does it mean for you that Jerry, talk about you and your family, your dad in that way?
Well, I didn't hear that. That's very nice. But Jerry's been a friend and a mentor to the family and the team since day one, and just a tremendous, we have a lot of respect for him and as a tremendous person. And for him to say that is really, really nice. Makes me feel special. But no, he's they've always been friends and fellow teams in Texas, and we're always rooting for them when it's not us. So
I set the bar really high after 2023, but just kind of the expectations going into 2024, building off of a wild card win, getting to the division round, winning AFC South. What's kind of the expectations going into 2024?
High, right? You want high expectations. You don't want to go into something going, okay, I hope we just make playoffs. Oh, I hope we get to a winning season. You always want the expectations to be high, and I think that the fact that we're in those conversations is a testament that of the decisions that have been being made over the last couple of years. And I couldn't be more proud that Cal's mom wants Cal to lead this team going forward, and I just think that's a testament to the work that has been put in.
Well, it's sort of the same as last year too, is that we only want to win the next game. So whatever the next game is, we want to win that one. We're going to work hard on and off the field to do that, and really put a great team on the field in all positions, and have a bunch of leaders, like I said earlier, on the team, and go out and play together and have fun doing it, and go win.
What's it been like to watch Nick Caserio these past couple off seasons and even in season, and some of the issues and struggles that he had to deal with in his early days as general manager, and then kind of the job that he's done the past couple of seasons? What have you made of what Nick's been able to do in his position?
It's unprecedented what he started in. So I think you could speak to all the rest of that, but it was unprecedented. What he came into and then what he dealt with after that was
done a terrific job. And like I mentioned earlier, he and Coach are working really well together. And I think that collaboration is going to take us a long ways, and I can't wait to see the rest of this offseason. The first couple weeks have been really good, and there's a lot of free agency left. We've got a draft ahead of us. Then there'll be some more roster moves all the way until the trading deadline. And even then, how he manages the roster game today, working with the coach, I think he's done a really, really good job in all those phases, and can't wait for the next one.
All right, next phase draft, month and a day away. It's Cal McNair and Hannah McNair live from the owners' meetings. Coming up next, the Texans draft approach, the Rockets' massive opportunity, and my gosh, we might have a slime-off contestant, and it was awkward, to say the very least. Next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.